Welcome back to NewsRamp Environmental and Energy for Friday evening, August 7th, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Greenland Mines GRML launches biggest Skagard field season yet as critical minerals take center stage. Greenland Mines launches its 2026 field season at the Skagard project, aiming to advance critical minerals like palladium and platinum. With an 80% interest in the project, the company sets sail from Reykjavik with drill rigs and a team of experts. This move marks a significant step in developing one of the world's largest undeveloped palladium, gold, and platinum deposits.
Climate Door acquires Standard Demand Partners, expanding into the United States. Climate Door has acquired Standard Demand Partners, a New York capital advisory firm, marking its expansion into the United States. This move solidifies Climate Door's transition into a global firm supporting energy, agriculture, and resource companies across six continents. The merger combines Climate Door's focus on commercialization with Standard Demand Partners' expertise in project finance and institutional capital, offering clients a comprehensive end-to-end solution.
Brownfield gold projects could hold an edge in today's permitting environment. Brownfield gold projects, like the Santa Fe mine operated by Lahontan Gold Corp, could have an advantage in today's permitting environment. With a potential restart in 2027, leveraging existing infrastructure reduces capital requirements and execution risk. Groundwater drilling didn't hit the water table, a permitting advantage. An updated mineral resource estimate and revised PEA are expected by August, building on previous studies outlining significant NPV and IRR.
The influence of papers and workloads and maintenance financials as a protest. In contrast, BP Glass Garage Doors offers architectural frame alternatives that prioritize structural integrity and aesthetic appeal, backed by a factory direct warranty.
Shell divests its European renewables assets to Total Energies. British oil and gas multinational Shell has sold all of its European renewable energy assets to Total Energies. The French energy firm will take over nearly 4 gigawatts of in-development and operational solar and onshore wind generation from Shell. Simultaneously, Total Energies has announced that it is divesting a 50% stake in a separate 1.2 gigawatts, $2.07 billion renewable portfolio to American investment firm KKR. With oil majors like Total Energies expanding their footprint in the renewable energy space to join the likes of GeoSolar Technologies, Inc., the energy transition could happen a lot faster than anticipated. Batteries to play a growing role in power grids. Battery technology is playing an increasingly crucial role in modern electricity systems due to the rising demand for power from electric vehicles, air conditioners, and data centers. Companies like QuantumScape Corp are focusing on innovative battery solutions to address the growing energy needs. As new power plants take years to build, batteries are emerging as a faster and more cost-effective solution for power grids.
Calls for ramping up battery recycling in Europe gain traction. Calls for ramping up battery recycling in Europe gain traction as over a million electric batteries from Europe's first wave of EV adoption near the end of their lives. Experts are considering how to best handle the recycling of these end-of-life EV batteries, suggesting involving electric vehicle makers like Rivian Automotive Inc. to tackle this challenge. Now, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading these wires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.